The Taoiseach has said the government is going to do whatever we have to do to help 10-year-old Adam Terry, who has been waiting over 4 years for urgent scoliosis surgery. Adam's story was highlighted on RTÉ's Today with Claire Byrne programme. Micheál Martin was responding to Labour leader Alan Kelly, who raised Adam's case in the Dáil a short while ago.
Adam describes his pain as the following, almost paralysing. This is really hard to take. He said, no one is coming to find me in the lost and found. He suffered enough. The question I want to leave you with this morning is not from me, it's from Adam, because I spoke to him this morning with his mother at 10:30. Dear Taoiseach, you know my story well by now. Will you please ensure I get the treatment and aftercare I so desperately need so I can get back to school and play with my friends who I miss so much? I really, really need your help.
Yeah, I want to thank the Deputy for raising the issue of Adam Terry this morning. I don't think it's good enough, quite frankly. I don't think any child should have to wait so long to get vital surgery of this kind. And it is complex surgery, but that is no excuse. I don't think Ormond Street should be the answer. Sometimes it's necessary for children to go to Ormond Street. In my view, it reflects a systemic failure. And I've spoken to the Minister for Health. My office has been in touch with the HSE. I'm not going to give any false dawns today. I just want to see the surgery happen. And I think it needs to happen. And it needs to happen in a very timely manner. It's our responsibility as government to make sure that for other children, in terms of not just scoliosis, but other conditions, that children get access to surgery in a timely manner. And that's something that I'm committed to do as Taoiseach, to put not just the pressure on the system, but to ascertain why these situations continue to occur.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking in the Dáil. Let's talk now to our political reporter, Mary Regan. Mary, the Taoiseach saying there that this shouldn't happen, but did he have anything more to say about how it could be prevented from happening?
Yes, Brian, and I suppose the much of the focus for the past 24 hours has been on the budget, but as Alan Kelly put it to the Taoiseach in the Dáil just this morning, that Adam's story in itself is far more important and indicative, he said, of where we're going as a country than any of the budget announcements that were made yesterday. And the Taoiseach did agree that he said the budget does not mean anything to Adam and children in a similar situation, and there are 172 children in this country who are awaiting some sort of treatment for a scoliosis condition. And this was something that the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, when he was in opposition, raised quite often. And Alan Kelly did read out a quote that he had attributed to Micheál Martin back in 2017 when he said this was a scandal. But the Taoiseach was keen to point out that this isn't, as he put it, a resourcing issue. This is a systemic issue, he said. And he has spoken to the Department of Health, he's spoken to the HSE. And while he didn't want to really give any concrete promises this morning of what can be done, he was determined that this is sorted. And he said he wants to see Adam going back to school. He wants to see him mixing with his friends. And he said, we are going to do whatever we have to do. So there is a commitment there from the Taoiseach. However, we don't know exactly, you know, what it will mean yet or when it might happen. But he also did extend this to other children. And he was saying that we have to make sure that there is theatre capacity. We have to make sure there is personnel capacity, that these operations can take place in a timely manner, and the number of children waiting for either spinal surgeries or other surgeries or appointment, that these need to happen without delay.
What, Mary, of the reaction the day after to Budget 22? A lot of the opposition focus on the budget's absence of any help for renters.
Yeah, rent, and as they would see it, the lack of any measures for renters does seem to be the sort of point of criticism of this budget. And of course, it's a kind of comfortable political battleground for the opposition because it became an issue in the last general election. And it's one where the opposition would see a weakness here on the government's part. Mary Lou MacDonald saying in the Dáil that there isn't a single measure in this budget for renters. She was making a comparison to tax relief for vulture funds. funds, which she said continued to gobble up rental accommodation and charge extraordinary rent to renters for it. Also raised in the Dáil by the People for Profit TD Richard Boy Barrett, who said that people renting have been really badly let down. Now, the Taoiseach did respond that there have been a number of measures in the budget, more general measures that would also apply to renters. And he did suggest that there would be a rent cap introduced, something that might be announced in the next couple of weeks to keep downward pressures on rents.
Okay.
That's something that the Minister for Housing, Dara Bryan, has also been speaking about in the past 24 hours.
Very good. Mary Regan at Leinster House, thank you for that.
RTE Radio 1 Sport.